All right, final segment of Who's Talking Tonight. And we've had a lot of fun. We really enjoyed David Sloan. What an excellent perspective. You know, the sky hadn't fallen. It was a tough last game of the year, and hats off to the Hokies. At the same time, big future ahead for Bronco and company. Terry Gates has been terrific in studio with us. We're going to talk more basketball in a second. But quickly, we're going to go to Darren to do a quick Olympic sports report.
All right, Frank, thanks a lot. The Virginia men's soccer team season, as we alluded to earlier, came to an agonizing and a bit controversial conclusion in a 1-0 double overtime loss at Stanford last night in the third round of the NCAA tournament in Palo Alto. The number 5 seed Stanford scored the game's lone goal with just over 4 minutes remaining in the second overtime session on a questionable header when the UVA goalie was knocked to the ground, but that ended the game and ended the season. The Virginia women's basketball team is now 5-1 in the early going after spending this past weekend in Las Vegas. The Lady Hoos picked up a 73-51 victory over Nebraska. And senior Will Mason led the way for the Cavaliers on Sunday in wrestling, claiming a championship at the Matt Town Open. And the Virginia volleyball team fell to Pitt 3-1 to close the 2016 season on Saturday night in Memorial Gymnasium. And finally, a bit in diving, freshman Bryce Shelton won the men's platform event as the Cavaliers competed the NC State invite at the Greensboro Aquatic Center. And to win the event, Shelton earned a score of 326.80 in the finals, which ranks as the 6th highest ever on UVA's diving list.
Very good, Darren. All right, quickly, we are going to run through the ACC basketball schedule because it's the ACC Big Ten Challenge this week. Minnesota's at Florida State. Florida State is at a surprising 5-1. I see Florida State winning that game. Anybody disagree? It's in Tallahassee.
They should take care of business at home, right?
Wake is a surprising 5-1. They're at Northwestern, and I see Wake possibly pulling off an upset in that game.
Be a good game. Be close.
Georgia Tech is at Penn State. Georgia Tech is 4-1. They did lose to Ohio, which is a little shaky. That's not Ohio State. That's just Ohio. So I don't know about Georgia Tech. And that coach has got a total rebuild there. Mm-hmm. Syracuse, 4-1. They lost to South Carolina. They're at Wisconsin. What do you think?
I'd go with the Badgers on that one this early in the year. But you missed the Pitt in Maryland game. You went right over that.
Sorry, jumped right over. Pitt is 5-1. They did lose to SMU. That's SMU. However, Maryland struggled with Richmond the other night. So maybe this game is going to be a nail-biter. Who knows?
Well, I think Richmond saw Old Dominion play very well against Louisville, so maybe we're better than we think we are.
It would be good to see Pitt take them out, though.
And they have two really good players there at Richmond, too. So.
Yep. Iowa is at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is 6-0. They have beaten Northwestern and Colorado this season. It's a home game for the Irish. I'm going to predict that they beat Iowa. NC State is a surprising 5-1. They did lose to Creighton by 18. They're at Illinois. I don't know what Illinois has, so that's a who knows. Michigan State, which is always tough, is at Duke. Duke is 6-1. They did lose to Kansas by 2, but that was a nail-biter. Cameron Crazies would be up in an uproar. Izzo doesn't have a chance. VPI is either, I think they're 5-1. They're at Michigan. This is a very good contest. I think this thing is going to be very exciting in Ann Arbor. Rutgers is at Miami, 4-1. Miami, and I'm not sure, actually Miami's 4-2. I'm not sure how good Miami is this year. There's a lot of rebuilding. He has a lot of new players.
It's a younger team, yeah.
It's a young team. Purdue is at Louisville. I think Louisville's going to find a way to gut this thing out. Louisville's defense is way ahead of their offense right now. I've seen two of their games, and they just don't let people even shoot. And if they do shoot, they three guys try to block it. So somebody's got to be able to shoot outside. Nebraska at Clemson. Clemson is 3-2. This team is struggling right now. They lost to Xavier and Oklahoma. Nebraska, I don't know what they've got, but Clemson's going to have to play better. 6-0, North Carolina is at Indiana. This is a very good basketball game. I think a lot of people will be watching that game.
But who did Indiana lose to?
You lost me.
Indiana University at Indiana University Purdue at Fort Wayne.
Yeah. That's who knows. All right, 30 seconds. OSU is at UVA. Quick. Your call.
I think the Cavaliers step up in their first exam this year and do very well.
I think Virginia wins by 10 to 12.
Virginia by 8.
All right. Next week's show, we've got none other than possibly Bob Call in studio. We definitely have Brad Barnes on the phone, Wally Walker, and Gordy Rawls. Did I say Wally Walker? Go Wahoos. Beat the Buckeyes.